There are two kinds of statistics commonly referred to as non-parametric. Statistics for quantitative variables without making assumptions about the form of the underlying data distribution. Univariate statistics we'll look at are the median and the interquartile range. Univariate statistical tests that we'll look at are the one sample test of the median. And bivariate statistics we'll look at are analogs of the correlation t-tests and ANOVAs. None of which is really all that analog-ish. Okay, the basic question is asked, but the way that the question is asked and therefore the way the results have to be interpreted aren't exactly the same. The second kind of statistics commonly referred to as non-parametric are statistics for qualitative variables. Univariate will look at mode and the number of categories. Univariate statistical tests are the goodness of fit chi-square, which we already know. And bivariate are Pearson's contingency table chi-square and all of the alternatives. Each of the alternatives is designed to solve a particular problem that Pearson's chi-square has. And here's one of our first caveats. Chi-square tests are actually parametric statistics. The chi-square test assumes that the underlying frequencies are normally distributed. So why are chi-square typically called a non-parametric test? Well, here's the way it goes. Long ago and far away, well, not that far away, here too, but long ago, psychologists were fairly balanced in their use of qualitative and quantitative data. Now, I don't mean qualitative and quantitative research methods. That's one of the distinctions we've got to make. When I say qualitative, I mean variables that different values mean different kinds. Don't care where the data came from. Okay? So qualitative or categorical data. As statistics progressed, the statistical analysis of quantitative data quickly outstripped that of qualitative data. It's easier to work with numbers than to work with kinds. Okay? And so the chi-square, the coverage of chi-square sort of changed from being a couple of chapters to one chapter to being included in introductory text in the other statistics. And since the rest of those other statistics were all the non-parametric models, then eventually you started seeing that chapter referred to as non-parametric statistics with chi-square in it. It's a historical accident. It's an editorial mistake. A chi-square is a parametric statistic, and I'll show you how that works and what all of that means as we go along. So this is sort of a definition that's a little long, but gives us an opportunity to recognize the stuff that we care about. Non-parametric statistics, also called distribution-free statistics, or back in the early 80s, somebody decided that, you know, there are assumptions involved, but let's call them distribution-freer statistics, as if there were a continuum of assumption of bias, are those that can describe some attribute of a population, test hypotheses about that attribute, its relationship with some other attribute, or differences on that attribute across populations, across time, or across related constructs that require no assumptions about the form of the population data distributions, nor require interval level measurement. So that's sort of a, in a pile, here's what we want to be able to do. These are the different kinds of questions that we want to be able to ask. We've got to make sure that we can go after all of these. Now, that require no assumptions about the form of the population data distributions, nor require interval level measurement. Oops, sorry.